This is WIXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Liv. I'm here with Robbie, and we've got some special guests.
Oh, yeah. It's Spring Pledge Drive. You can go to WIXR.org and donate. We've had live music all throughout the week. It's Thursday at noon, and we're about to have a special live performance here in the studio. But before we get to that, we want to just let you know we're at 63% of our goal. You know, every dollar goes to help support new music, musicians out there making their way, getting their music heard, performing live on the air. And if that's something that you believe in here at WIXR, go to WIXR.org and donate.
You can also give us a call, make a pledge, 901-460-3031.
Yep, and if you donate, you'll hear a ding, except when the band's playing. We do mute it when bands are playing. Unless you want us to leave it on, and that's part of your... No, we don't. It's kind of annoying. So, cool. Well, we've got Nankana here in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. We've got Denny and Zachary. Hey, how y'all doing? They're sitting on the floor. Let me first ask you, Nankana, how would you describe your music to the listeners out there?
Well, the press has taken to calling us drone gays, which is fairly accurate, I guess. It's a evolving distillation of everything we listen to between us, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be the best way to put it. Pretty genre abstinence.
Yes, I like that.
When people ask me, I usually say ambient experimental.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And you're husband and wife, so you guys play together as a duo. Tell me the origin of Nankana. Let me start off by saying this is the one band that I booked for Pledge Drive. We tried to get Nankana on during the ice storm. We've had some scheduling conflicts, but we were able to make it work for Pledge Drive. Anyway, I love your records and so into what y'all are doing. But tell me the origin. Like, how did this thing get started?
It actually started with a different project way back in 2009 or 10. And when we were living in North Carolina, we did similar sort of stuff, but I guess more ambient leaning, under a different name that was called Lost Trail. We did that until we moved to Memphis in 2016. And when we changed the name, it kind of became more of a collective, collaborative thing with more other people pitching in.
Cool. So yeah. Tell me. So do you work so remotely? You trade tapes, that like the modern version of that?
Is
that
yeah? No, we've been really lucky to work with a lot of artists that we really love. It's been a really nice experience.
Cool.
People as people, you know. They say never meet your heroes, but
so who are some of the people you work with?
Greg Saunier from Deerhoof was one.
Cool.
We've worked with people from bands like Swans.
Oh, nice.
Earth, No Age, lots of people.
You got Liv going over behind you.
Oh, I'm
you
like, I'm geeking out right now. That's really awesome.
Yeah, the list was, it would seem as if it would be something people would think that we were making up. And it's, thankfully it's not. People are very approachable.
Yeah. So. And you've got a new record out on Absolutely Kosher Records?
Not yet. We just signed Absolutely Kosher.
Okay. But
we're
waiting for
the next one.
Okay.
Out.
Okay, good. So that's you said it on social media. I'm not letting that out of the bag.
Yeah,
so.
That's okay. That's pending.
And when do you think the record will come out?
I don't think they've said yet. Right?
Okay.
Summer?
Okay.
I would say probably more like fall or something.
Okay.
So it's the first of a bit of a two-parter.
Cool.
You know, double album in two parts.
So you're working on it currently?
Yeah.
It's ready. It's just...
The first part's ready. The second part is maybe 80%.
Cool.
All the way there.
And then your current record, Unicorn Family, is out. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's hard to think of the stuff as like records, because generally what we do is we'll record a big batch of stuff over a year or two and then kind of assign it to different things.
Right.
So, but I think that everything's definitely evolving. It's getting a little bit better in fidelity and production as we go. So,
nice.
That was probably the most sonically dense one that we've done.
Nice.
So much of what Zachary does on a day-to-day basis is sound collage.
Cool.
Putting all these samples that people have sent him or things that I've recorded out and about throughout my regular day and mixing them together.
Oh, that's
much
awesome.
Like a magazine collage or yeah. something. But
it is very
sound.
Collage-based. Yeah.
Well, we've got Nankana here in the studio. We're preempting our Blues in the Basement for during Pledge Drive, so... if you tuned in for that, you're in for a treat for something different, something a lot different. We've got, so just so you can, I can set the stage, Denny and Zachary are sitting on the floor. Zachary has a guitar and a multitude of pedals, an old iPod, and then Denny's got a rain stick and some tape a tape recorder and a bottle of water. So she's ready. She's ready yeah. to hydrate. So we're going to just sit back and relax and hear a piece from Nankana. Zachary, give us like 2 seconds to move some mics around, and Liv and I are going to switch places real quick.
Yep.
I'll tell you.
Absolutely.
All right.
And in the meantime, head on over to WIXR.org right now. Make a donation. Kick us up to 64%. WIXR.org.
Here's a live set from Nankana.
We got first and last names of 6 witches, and you know what's strange? 3 of you are in this room right now. You devil-worshipping Satanist witch, we cast you out, we break your spells, we break your curse, we got your first name, we got your last name, we even got an address for one of you, and we gonna ask you to get out, or I'll expose you in front of everybody. We got all 6 of their names. All 6. 2 of them had already been confirmed before that thing ever even said it. You got a choice. You can leave with your spells all by yourself. Or I'll show up next Sunday with a stage full of brooms. And I'll give you one and I'll fly your tail up out of this place. But we ain't playing your spell-casting, witchcraft, nonsense, sage-burning games. Everybody okay? But the witches are like, nope. And your little dog, too. You're out, witch. Thank you.
spirits. I feel like that's opening portals, opening rounds, inviting stuff into your home. You know, so I ask you guys, be careful, you know, with these mirrors. You know, when you're doing your magic, you know, it's like doing it in front of an open door, an open portal to a different realm. And they can transmit negative energies from mirror to mirror. You know, the other negative energies can hide in mirrors. You know, if you see, there are some people out there that they have a third eye open, but when they pass through a mirror, they see this black shadow. Well, that's what we call the attachments. And they don't know they have these attachments that are bringing them down, you know, these dark spirits. And then their third eye opens, and then they're starting to see them in the mirror. And then they start getting all freaked out. They think they're crazy. And they're really not. It's because your third eye is open. You're actually seeing the attachment on yourself.
Thank you. attempt to explore the physical musical possibilities of making something substantial. Then we focus and concentrate. But you have to want to do it. You have to want it deep inside you. Do you have a sledgehammer in your heart? Because I have a sledgehammer in my heart. I found it when I was your age. And I lived into that future. Are you ready to live into that future? Are you ready to be my sledgehammer?
That's Nankana here live in the studio, WYXR live performance. Denny and Zachary, that was awesome. That was I think my favorite live performance we've had here in the studio. So thank you so much for coming. And is that a new piece or are you improvising? I mean, what? Pull that mic a little bit closer to you, Zachary, as well. You just kind of face it towards you, and that'll work.
Yeah, yeah.
Destroy your...
Yeah, there you go. That'll work. I got you cranked up so they can hear you.
Yeah. Generally, the recorded stuff is so processed and layered that we don't really have a way to really reproduce it live.
Right, right.
So pretty much everything live is an improv or nice. Kind of a general structure.
Got it. So. Got it. Cool.
Usually we get very, very, very loud at the end. So this is challenging.
Yeah, no, that was great.
And a lot of the same stuff you do again and use the same mm-hmm. same samples.
Yeah, so yeah. Where are you pulling your samples from? Just
crazy people on YouTube. Okay.
That's endless.
That sound a bit ableist and unfair, but...
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of people on YouTube that are... kind of main characters in their mind. They feel persecuted, and it kind of just, I don't know, it makes me think about the entropy and the decay and empires, oligarchs crumbling.
Yeah.
I'm being fake, but yeah.
And yeah. Made you feel
no.
decay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you stopping by. And then how can folks find you on the internet?
It's Nankana or Death at Bandcamp, and the website is nankanadrone.com.
And we're also on Facebook, just Nankana.
Yeah.
If you're local, it's spelled just like Nankana Creek and the other local yeah. things with Nankana in the name. And do you want to mention the upcoming tour?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on tour for 2 weeks in May.
Okay.
Doing some Midwestern dates with Soror, who is a wonderful local Pakistani hyper pop artist, and I'm super excited about that tour. So
that's cool. Yeah,
your first show is here.
Yeah, there's a show at Haven House on May 5th to kick it off.
Got yeah. it. Yeah, I was talking to JB Harrell of Analog Delay, and I think they got he got Horror to play the Porch Fest coming up and the gazebo, I think. So I haven't seen them yet, so I'm excited to see that.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, are y'all traveling in the same?
Yeah.
Car? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Here, but.
Yeah. So Haven House on May
5th.
May 5th. Okay. And tell folks, where's Haven House or kind of how to find out where it is? I know it's a house.
So. Yeah. You can find them on Instagram pretty easily. They probably don't want the address out
Got
there.
Got it. But it's HAUS, Haven
yes,
House.
Yes, Haven House. Best show house in the city
yes.
by far right
cool.
now.
So. Well, Denny and Zachary, thank you so much. I'm going to play a little bit of Nankana, Our Death, from songs for and about ghosts, and we'll have you back soon, maybe late night too, where you can play for like even longer.
That'd be awesome.
All right, thanks y'all.
Thank you.